And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to CITR Radio in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. The show is called Mantra. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra music and kirtan. First track is going to be a rendition of Om Namo Shivaya as a tribute to fact that we just passed a day known as Shivratri, which is a celebration attributed to Shiva. We'll talk a little bit about that after we play the track. This recording is done by a couple named Premahara. And if you'd like to give us a call, you can do so, 604-822-2487. We'll be right back in about 10 minutes' time after this rendition of Om Namo Shivaya. I hope you're doing good.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're back here on CITR. That was Premahara with a rendition of the chant Om Namo Shivaya. Three days ago was Shivratri, the 13th evening of the moon in a certain season. Celebrates the evening when Shiva, as destroyer of the material universe, does his special dance of destruction, sometimes known as Tandava, is one word for it. Premahara consists of Kamaniya and Keshavacharya Das. This is from their first release, which is entitled Sweet Surrender. This is released as part of the Mantrology project, spearheaded by Gauravani and some other people, to try and create a basis for distribution of sacred sound music. Some of the aspects of Shiva. The word Shiva, it means auspicious. He is a guna avatar. Depending on your school, there's different levels of understanding of who Shiva is. But one thing is for sure, as a personality, this is a very special personality. He has some attributes which are very distinct. Commonly known as his third eye. This is where the concept of the third eye is coming from. One thing that Shiva does with his third eye is he burns desire to ashes, or Kamadev. Kama is the Sanskrit word for desire or lust. So as a great yogi, Shiva is able to conquer over desire. He also has a crescent moon on his head. He's covered in ashes, and he is associated with the Ganges. Depending on, again, you know, some would say that the Ganges is falling onto his head, and others would say that it is emanating from his hair. It's again some differences in understanding of Shiva, but either way, he is definitely worshipable by many, many people throughout the world. He's an object of focus and meditation that one can utilize in order to develop devotion. And devotion in itself gains us access to a language which is beyond the material senses. So, this is a divine realm. This is what bhakti, or devotion, bhakti yoga, and this is what it's about, is to be able to come into touch with higher truths that are not accessible through mental function and through simply using our intelligence, or our intelligence at least, as to what we're used to. There's a higher intelligence which comes from it actually is given as a gift. This is the term revelation. It's revealed to us via higher functions that we're not necessarily in touch with all the time. But the great yogis, they are in touch with us all the time. In many ways, the Shiva has two sides to him. Sometimes he's presented as being the husband of poverty. In other words, he's what's known as a householder or a family man. And in other times, he's shown as being an ascetic or a great yogi on his own in deep meditation. It's just a little bit of background about Shiva. The next segment of the show, I'm going to be doing a few different things. We're going to start out with hearing from Sudevi and Kishori Mohan, otherwise known as Music of Yoga, from their release Viraha, Moods of Separation, a track entitled Jay and Nilo Premadana. This is written in the Bengali language, originally composed by the poet Narottama Das Thakur. And this basically deals with the whole of this song is a lamentation of the loss of spiritual association. What that means is that there are those people in our life that really impact us in a dramatic way because of their maybe because of their spiritual purity, because of their maybe the strength of determination of their practice, simply maybe because of their kindness or just their loving nature. You know, just there is always special people in our life that hopefully we can appreciate. And when we lose those people that actually have the ability to take us just simply by their presence and their association, they have the ability to take us into a higher realm of consciousness. When we lose those people, then certainly is lamentation attached with that. But this is not necessarily considered to be a bad thing. In certain schools of thought, in certain yoga instructions, we hear about attachment as being the enemy of the soul. And this is also I'm going to play a piece later in this set by Naranjana Swami talking about this is the source of our unhappiness, is this attachment. But this lamentation by Narottama Das Thakur in this song is a different kind of lamentation, because his attachment is to he's actually a self-realized person himself. So he's seeing the people that he's lost on a spiritual platform in terms of like that exchange, which is on a higher platform. So actually this is the lamentation that is going on. It's not that he's missing. We tend to identify on a self platform or a selfish platform, wherein we're thinking about how things are benefiting us directly. This is natural, but if we're identifying with our body, our material body, as being reality, even though we can understand that it's temporary, then that kind of attachment is a source of unhappiness. If, however, we're understanding our relationships and the basis of understanding that we are a higher entity or a higher consciousness existing within the body, and we can understand our relationships on that basis, then that attachment is actually a source of liberation. So this is a recording of Jay and Nilo Premadana. And then following that, we're going to hear by Naranjana Swami. We're also going to hear later on the show a new track by Shrikal, a remix of Wah, and also a track by Earth Rai Sound System, also from the East Coast. Some Ramya will be in there too, and also a chant of Om Sat Chit Ananda by Yogini. That should pretty much take us to the end of the show. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The show is entitled Mantra. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do so, 604-822-2487. Here's Music of Yoga, otherwise known as Kishore Mohan and Sudevi.
Jayani lo prema dhana karuna prachu
Yeah. Naya na bhira, Doesn't have a controlled mind. Does the one who's controlling his mind is his best friend, or the one who fails to control his mind is his worst enemy? And one for one who controls the mind, super soul is weak and he attains peace, tranquility. For such a man, heat and cold, happiness and distress, honor and dishonor are all the same. He transcends the dualities of this world, and he understands his connection with that which is beyond this world. And once he establishes that connection, then automatically he transcends and detaches himself from the world of names and forms and happiness and distresses of this world.
Anxiety is seeing the anxiety of others.
we're back here on CITR. This kind of brings us pretty much to the end of the show. We heard in that last set, first off was Sudevi and Kishore Mohan, otherwise known as Music of Yoga, with J. Anilo Premadana. Also, we heard from Ramya with Sundara Mohan. And lastly, we heard from Niranjana Swami talking about Paradukiduki, or the transference of suffering to into compassion, or anxiety into compassion, whereby one loses the anxiety of about themselves, or anxiety centered around the ego, and instead starts to have anxiety about the welfare of other people. And this type of anxiety is actually considered to be on a different platform. In its purest form, it's actually explained as being a blissful state, as opposed to when we think of anxiety, we think of an unpleasant experience. But this paradukaduki, or transcendental anxiety, is actually a source of great jubilation for the soul. So this is what is known as a change of heart, when one stops being concerned, self-absorbed, and concerned with themselves, and actually begins to instead utilize that energy to try and uplift the lives of others. And this is recommended by the great sages and yogis and spiritualists throughout history as being on the path to liberation, emancipation, nirvana, samadhi, basically the goal of life. Last track is going to be Earthrise Sound System. I'll read a little bit about them. They've done some work with many different people that you may have heard of. Many people within the bhakti and yoga and meditation community on the East Coast. I'll read a little blurb. Earthrise Sound System is the shared musical vision of producer Dave Duke Mushroom Shoma and DJ writer yogi Derek Berez. Utilizing Duke's multi-instrumental background and worldly percussion with Derek's concepts of global beat fusion, this duo started collaborating energies to create music for movement in late 2008. In 2010, they released their first full-length album, The Yoga Sessions Earthrise Sound System, which has garnered praise by the New York Times, Yoga Journal, MTV, Boston Globe, Yoga International, LA Yoga, and many others. As remixes, Earthrise Sound System has reworked such talent as Vu Farkatur. I guess that's Ali Farkatur's son, Vu Farkatur. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Femi International, LA. Oh, where am I going? Sorry. Femi Kuti, Bombay Dub Orchestra, Natasha Atlas, Nicodemus, David Primo, MC Yogi, and others. The duo has recently completed work on the documentary film DMT, The Spirit Molecule, with Duke scoring the film and Derek contributing as music supervisor. Together, they wrote the epic theme song Labyrinths, featuring Kelsey of Cisse, and you can find them on Facebook under ERSS, Earthrise Sound System. We play the track, the remix that they did of good friend Sri Kal from Brooklyn. He was featured on one of their remixes of I forget the lady's name. Quite a famous yogini from the East Coast, from New York, that we played last week. So yeah, this is actually a nice track. This is called Rama, and you'll hear his various mantras in there. The word Ram in Sanskrit means the reservoir of all pleasure, the source of all transcendental enjoyment. You hear it in many different mantras. You hear it in the Maha Mantra, which also contains the words Hare and Krishna. And there's actually another track I have by Sri Kal here, which we will throw in there, called Sita Ram, a remix of a rendition of the mantra Sita Ram. That's if we have time, but for sure you're going to hear Earthrise Sound System. You can send us email mantra radio show, all one word, at gmail.com. And on Facebook you can search for Mantra Radio and connect that way. Also on SoundCloud you can find at least the last two most recent shows on SoundCloud under Mantra Radio. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll find a link to all of the previous shows on another server for download. Also, you can go to CITR.ca and check out all about CITR Radio, and also all the podcasts from all the shows are on CITR.ca. We'll be back next Thursday at 4 p.m. here on CITR Radio 109 FM. You've been listening to Mantra. My name is Raghunath. I'll be back next week at the same time. Until then, namaste.